Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And in case you've not heard this Gillette ad or seen it, it's, I don't know if ad is the right way to describe it. It's almost like a, I don't know if you want to call it a mini movie. I'll play a little bit of it for you here right now. The whole thing is about 3 minutes long, but this is some of what it says, okay?
Bullying.
The Me Too movement against
toxic
sexual harassment.
Masculinity.
Is this the best a man can get? Is it? We can't hide from it.
Sexual harassment is taking over.
It's been going on far too long. We can't laugh it off.
Who's the daddy?
What I actually think she's trying to say.
Making the same old excuses.
I think you can get a feel for it there. And it's creating some controversy in terms of toxic masculinity, I think, is the phrase that it uses. I think you got a couple of considerations here. One, what is the social message? And is it appropriate? And secondly, is it going to help to sell razor blades or not? Tim Calkins joins us right now, professor of marketing at Northwestern University's Kellogg School of Management. And I might add, the alma mater of our own Zach Strief, the voice of the Saints. Good morning, Tim.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very well. Doing very well.
Give me your take on, and maybe I didn't do, and look, I try to do the best I can, but maybe I didn't do such a good job of explaining the ad. Can you expand on what I tried to say just now?
Oh, yeah. So the Gillette, this is just a couple days ago, they released this new ad for Gillette, and what they've done is they've changed their slogan a little bit from the best a man can get to the best a man can be. And the ad is a sort of a call out, a anthem, a call to action for men to behave in a upstanding and honorable manner. And they said it's time to stop all the sexist behavior and the bullying, and it's time for men to change how they behave. So that's the campaign. And what they're trying to do, the goal here is to get people thinking good things about the Gillette brand. The theory has to be that if you think good things about the Gillette brand, then you'll be more inclined to pick up a Gillette razor next time you need a razor.
So Gillette is public, or who owns Gillette actually?
This is P&G.
P&G.
So P&G. They were an independent company, but then they were acquired a few years ago.
And they're publicly traded, correct, or not?
They are indeed, yeah, they are.
So absolutely. If I'm a stockholder, I'm wondering, okay, what is the plan here? Is it to make a social statement at the risk of running off customers, or is there an untapped market of males that would switch from Schick or whomever their big competitor is and sell more razor blades? And if you are publicly traded and you're profit driven, how do you draw the line between trying to make a social statement and trying to make money for the stockholders?
All right. So I can see exactly what they're trying to do here. So one of the big things in marketing in recent years is everybody's been talking a lot about sort of mission-driven marketing and the fact that people want to feel good about the brands they purchase. And I think this is very much in line with that. They're saying if we can get people feeling good about the mission of Gillette and the role of Gillette in the world.
When it comes to commercial, is that even an accurate phrase? Is this an internet thing only, or do they plan on buying, I guess, 2.5 minutes of time to air this thing on networks, local stations, or what have you?
Well, so far they've released it, and it's primarily right now getting a lot of digital play. And if I had to guess, the plan is they're going to run it on, you know, a lot of TV. It's not inconceivable they would run this thing on the Super Bowl. Although, given how it's all going over, I suspect we're not going to see that much of this. It's proven to be so controversial. It is an amazing piece of advertising. It is in some ways like no piece of advertising I really have ever seen in the type of reaction it's getting from people. What, it's polarizing beyond belief.
So here's the deal. They're sitting, you know, I'm going back to my watching Mad Men. They're sitting, an updated version of that, of course. So they're sitting around a conference table. They want a campaign. The ad agency hits them with this, or I guess maybe they tell the ad agency we want a socially significant. What is the genesis of all this? How does it happen?
Well, it's a long process. And, you know, remember, this is Procter & Gamble. So that's one of the biggest companies in the world. Mm-hmm. And what you know is when you're developing a piece of advertising like this, it's a huge amount of thought, a huge amount of research, a huge amount of analysis. Simply to produce the ad, if you've seen it, that's a very expensive ad just to produce and to shoot it. So they've clearly given this a ton of thought. They've done a ton of research on it. They must have known this was going to be controversial, but I'm just not sure they appreciated how controversial it was going to be.
So does that mean the research was off? Does that mean somebody made a bad decision? Or is controversy a good thing?
Well, I'm sure that's what they're debating right now at Gillette. I'm sure they're kicking around. On the one hand, boy, for the first time in a very long time, we are talking about Gillette. That's a brand that has had a lot of trouble and hasn't gotten a lot of attention. So I guess that's good because now we're all talking about it. Mm-hmm. The problem is that it is so polarizing and many people are having a really negative reaction to it. And some people love it. The problem is that they're a huge brand. So at one point they had like 70% market share, which means as a big brand, you're trying to reach almost everybody. That's where the polarizing nature of it becomes really questionable. You know, it's fine for a little brand to be polarized. Big brand, though, that's a whole different thing. And, you know, and I suspect right now they're trying to figure out what do we do next, given just how controversial this has proven to be.
Well, and that's my next question, I guess. Are we going to see more companies taking stands on social issues? And is the bottom line on all of this for Procter & Gamble / Gillette, Tim, to move more metal, sell more razor blades? And if not, is it a failure, a disappointment? Is that the ultimate determinant on this?
Well, absolutely. I mean, they're not a nonprofit organization. They're trying to make money, and they're trying to do good in the world at the same time. Ultimately, they've got to be hoping this is going to turn into incremental sales.
But in that order, right? They're trying to make money, and then they're trying to do good in the world. That's the order of it, right?
I think that is the order of it. And so this one will be interesting. I mean, it's clearly a call to arms. You see what they're – I get the point. I think it's a very fair point they're making, and they're calling on good behavior, and it's hard to be against that. But it's been amazing to watch how people have found this so polarizing. So the latest number – I'm just looking right here. On YouTube right now, they have 616,000 thumbs down on the ad, which I've never seen 616,000 thumbs.
Apparently – the people at Procter & Gamble, one of the larger corporations in this country, do not want us to talk to our guest. They have decided to jam his phone lines, and anytime he says anything negative about the campaign, you'll notice the phone cuts out. Coincidence? Oh, I don't think so. But I think we've gotten enough information from him. So let me talk about that ad with you about toxic masculinity. I'm getting some comments here saying the emasculation of men continues. One of the scenes of the commercial shows a boss putting his hand on somebody's shoulder saying, you know what, that's not what she meant to say. But I think in terms of in everyday business, that happens where, for whatever reason, one guy says something or one person says something, and that's not what management wanted to convey. So they jump in and say, well, I think what they wanted to say. Neil and Metairie, hi, you're on WWL. Good morning.
Tommy, hey, how are you?
Thanks. I'm well, sir. And you?
Thanks for your time.
You're quite welcome.
So, you know, I'm watching the ad yesterday, and my first thought was, this is a great ad. My second thought was, how can anyone be against this ad? This is basically testing people's opinions of bullying, right? So if you're against this ad, I mean, you're kind of a jerk. Toxic masculinity versus the emasculation of men, it just seems like every man should watch this and want to teach his sons to be and do the right thing.
But see, let me tell you the way I looked at it and saw, and maybe I'm analyzing too much, but you know, when you talk about bullying, if you look at what happens with teen, and I have a daughter that's 22 now and all of that's over, but in terms of being in high school, but if you look at the bullying that goes on in high school, social media, my kid went to Mount Carmel, and Sister Camille Ann over there used to say, look, when it comes to bullying, it's not enough not to do it. You have to step in and stop it. So I guess what I take issue with here is it makes bullying look like it's a totally male issue, which it is not. It makes correcting somebody at a corporate meeting or saying what I think they meant to say was as a chauvinistic thing, and I don't think it is because it happens every day from man to man. It's happened to me before where I've expressed an opinion and somebody says, well, what I think Tommy was trying to say is... So, I mean, is it about male behavior? Is it about behavior in general when it comes to people?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. They are addressing male behavior and toxic masculinity more than anything else. But, you know, this is the era of the times right now. The Me Too movement has totally swung the pendulum the other way, and it's forcing everyone to address and at least examine the way society has been operating for the past few decades. So whether it's gone to an extreme or not, I think this message is clear that nothing can be tolerated anymore.
Neil,
I think that's where Gillette is winning.
We got to go to news. Do you have a beard?
I don't. I shave every day, and honestly, I can't think of any other names of razors other than maybe Bic and Schick, and I'm pretty sure Gillette's dominating them in the market. So
I used to be my own legal firm. Bic
yeah,
and Schick.
They're just doing more and winning.
Won every case by a close shave. Thank you, Neil.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly!